Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2019. To get you started, there's no end in sight to the severe weather that's plagued the Midwest for weeks. In Salina, Ohio, an 81-year-old man died and 7 people were injured in a tornado late Monday night, while the Dayton area saw serious damage but no fatalities. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, severe thunderstorms are expected for eastern Ohio, throughout Pennsylvania, and into western Maryland. On Wednesday afternoon, the threat will likely shift southward into Morgantown, West Virginia, and Baltimore. Well, R-E-A-D-Y, the Scripps National Spelling Bee, is here.
May I have the part of speech?
Noun.
Can you please repeat the word?
Koinonia, kinonia.
Koinonia. K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, koinonia.
That is correct.
That's last year's champion, Kartik Nemani, spelling the winning word, which refers to a communion in the Christian church. This year, more than 560 spellers from all 50 states and countries around the world will compete for the trophy and a prize of more than $50,000. Preliminary rounds continue on Wednesday before the final round Thursday. You can catch all the action on the ESPN app and beginning Thursday live on ESPN2 at 10 a.m. Eastern and later live on ESPN from 8:30 to 10 p.m. Eastern. You can also keep up with live round-by-round results on the Scripps website. Next up, Lance Armstrong says he wouldn't change a thing. In a 30-minute special set to air Wednesday night on NBCSN, the cycling legend who was stripped of his 7 Tour de France wins by the International Cycling Union in 2012 told NBC Sports that he's not living in a world of regret. Armstrong's run was one of the biggest things in sports at the time and helped him advance his Livestrong Foundation for those suffering from cancer like he once did. Yellow Livestrong wristbands became a cultural staple in America in the early 2000s to show support for the fight, but many still feel cheated by Armstrong's lies about how he had such success. USA Today's own Nancy Armour says that it's not about the cheating, but about the arrogance. For his part, Armstrong said, quote, "We did what we had to do to win. It wasn't legal, but I wouldn't change a thing, whether it's losing a bunch of money, going from hero to zero," unquote. One of the busiest people in both the music and fashion worlds, Rihanna, will drop her latest Fenty line on Wednesday. The groundbreaking line was created in partnership with LVMH, the French conglomerate that includes Louis Vuitton, and it'll make the 31-year-old Barbados native the first black woman to run a major luxury fashion brand. The line will release via new monthly drops, with several new items available at a time exclusively online. The move is the latest in the fashion world from Rihanna after a lingerie collaboration with Savage in the fall, focused on all shapes and sizes, as she explained to the AP.
My mission is just to have women all over the world feel comfortable and sexy and have fun with lingerie. And I think tonight was just one of those experiences that I wanted people to feel that energy. I wanted them to feel all the different body types, all the different women and different stages of their womanhood.
You can find out more about Wednesday's release on Fenty.com. And last up, John Bolton is in the Middle East this week amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf. President Trump's national security advisor is visiting the United Arab Emirates for what he calls a trip to discuss important and timely regional security matters. The U.S. recently deployed an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the Gulf over a still unexplained threat that it perceives from Tehran. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.